Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
The war with Iran already sent oil prices higher, and this could force automakers to rethink the mix of cars and trucks they were going to sell this year. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. When the Trump administration cut fuel economy and emission regulations, automakers were sure they could sell a lot more V8-powered trucks and SUVs this year. But if prices at the pump surge up, they'll need to recalculate their sales mix, and that could affect their profit projections. Car buyers could suddenly become more interested in fuel-efficient cars, especially hybrids. And if the pump prices go high enough, who knows? Maybe EVs will start to look attractive. Here's the thing. If prices at the pump jump fast, consumers will hunker down. But if they rise slowly, they'll mostly shrug it off. You know, it's like that old saying about boiling the frog slowly. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.